So I have one other question to ask you. Is there any other information you would like to share with us?
No, you've drained me dry.
Well, as a member, as members of the National Council of Jewish Women Oral History II, we can never thank you enough for the many hours you have given us relating all your experiences with the Jewish community of Pittsburgh. Sylvia and I treasure every moment we have interviewed you. It has been a wonderful and rewarding experience for us and also for the community. I thank you very much. Sylvia, I'm sure you have something to say.
Well, I think that Saul is being overly modest when he lists his accomplishments and his disappointments. I'm not sure you're in a position to judge the extent that you have strengthened and influenced the Pittsburgh Jewish community. You really are a very vital part of it, as any person in later years is going to see from listening to these tapes. So don't be so modest and just accept the fact that all these other people that you called extraordinary, that it takes one to know one.
And we've had a wonderful time with
that's
you.
My response will be, you're welcome, obviously. I will say that, as I said originally, that earlier, that I was reluctant, and won't stress why now, but I have enjoyed it a great deal. What I thought would be a brook turned out to be, by my standards at least, practically a river. I really appreciate the opportunity, and I hope that that has been useful. I'll finish off by saying that, as I said at the very beginning, that the Council Oral History Project did stem from my own initiative, as you probably or may not, I don't know, remember, so that in that sense I do get particular satisfaction as well.
Yeah, it's poetic justice that you be immortalized in this way, Saul.
And we do know that you were responsible in a great way.
It's true. I really did that. As a matter of fact, if you look up the first book that the Council published, not My Voice Was Heard, but
By Myself, I Am a Book.
You can see the acknowledgement and stuff in there. So that, I told you the story in there that it came out of the development of Riverview and all the rest of it. And the council was smart enough to pick it up. Council, I just never did it. May not be too late, I don't know, but I always felt the council should have gotten to get a Schroeder Award for it. I spent years, I spent years, Sylvia, trying to get the Schroeder Award for the Israel Veteran thing.
Oh, I know.
never succeeded. But I never did push for, I don't think, presented the council. If I did, it was only once and it didn't get picked up. I think I did put it in once. But the way the council is made now, if they ever make a presentation for the Schroeder Award, you know, they'll do it in the form probably of a 60-page presentation. The council is really quite an elaborate production today in the way they operate. But anyway, thank you.
Yeah,
it's not for me to say you're welcome. It's for me to say thank you.
Very nice.